A cat's playful strategy, Luna's great heist. My cat, Luna, perched on the windowsill, her emerald eyes locked onto mine. Her stare was steady, unblinking, like she was peering straight into my soul. I knew that look. She was thinking something, plotting in that mysterious feline way. I leaned back in my chair, coffee mug in hand, and wondered what went on in that furry little head. In Luna's mind, the world was a grand game board, and I was her favorite piece to maneuver. Today, she decided, was the day for the great heist. The target? The shiny, crinkly bag of treats hidden in the kitchen cabinet. She'd seen me stash it there yesterday, and her whiskers twitched with anticipation. But this wasn't just about treats. No, Luna fancied herself a master strategist, and every stare was a calculation, every flick of her tail a move in her intricate plan. She'd been studying me for weeks. The human clumsy, easily distracted was predictable. Morning coffee meant I'd sit at the table, scrolling on that glowing rectangle, oblivious to her schemes. Perfect. Luna's eyes narrowed as she visualized the mission. Step 1, the diversion. She leapt from the windowsill, landing silently, and sauntered to the bookshelf. With a precise swipe, she knocked my favorite pen to the floor. It clattered, and I glanced over, sighing. Luna, really? I muttered, setting my mug down. She meowed, all innocence, and darted toward the couch, knowing I'd follow to retrieve the pen. I did, of course, humans are so easy. While I bent down, Luna was already in motion, a shadow slipping into the kitchen. Step 2, the climb. She scaled the counter in a single bound, her paws silent on the granite. The cabinet loomed above, its handle just out of reach. But Luna was no amateur. She stretched, her claws grazing the handle, and with a tug, the door creaked open. Inside, the treat bag gleamed like treasure. Her heart raced. This was the moment. But then, disaster. The bag, poorly balanced, toppled out, hitting the counter with a loud crunch. I spun around, catching her red paw. Luna! I shouted, half laughing, half scolding. She froze, her eyes meeting mine again, but this time, there was no guilt. Just a flicker of defiance, as if to say, you'll never understand my genius. I scooped her up, her soft fur warm against my arms, and placed her back on the windowsill. The treats were returned to the cabinet, now secured with a childproof lock. Luna didn't sulk, though. She just stared at me, unblinking, already scheming her next move. In her mind, the game was far from over. The great heist had failed, but tomorrow? Tomorrow, she'd outsmart me. I sipped my coffee, watching Luna's tail flick as she gazed at me with those bright, curious eyes. What was she thinking now? Perhaps something like, you win this round, human, but I'm just getting started. The way she tilted her head slightly, as if contemplating her next move, made me grin. I could only imagine the schemes brewing in her feline mind, plotting her next playful attack on an unsuspecting toy or planning a stealthy leap onto the windowsill to chase after the fluttering leaves outside. And honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way. Our little battles of wits brought a delightful spark to my mornings, making each day feel like an adventure waiting to unfold.